Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
I'm Carl Lamar.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I want to add, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm speaking.
In.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
Look, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your own opinion, but you're not entitled to your own facts.
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. I'm speaking.
It'd be important if you said the truth.
In 1864...
No, I'd like you to answer the question.
No, Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Please.
I'm speaking. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election, and it was 27 days before the election, and a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said... It's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States. And then that person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now. And it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts.
I'm speaking.
Look.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show here. And I'm excited that you're tuned in today because we have such a great hour for you ahead. I have Uncle Milty with me. How are you? How
good,
are you,
thanks.
Sir? And of course, you might have caught the debate. I don't know if you could call it a debate, last night. And we have Chris Ann Hall, our constitutional expert and attorney, who joins us every Thursday on the show right now. And I'm really happy to have you, Chris Ann. I would love to get your thoughts on the story that Kamala just told. And let me just reiterate the word, sorry, I use an N in that word and I shouldn't. Reiterate that word, story. Go right ahead.
Fiction.
She made
fiction
it up.
Fiction is what you call that. She made that stuff. She pulled that right out of her butt.
Wow.
That did not come from anywhere. My goodness. She can seriously, you know, our society glorifies Lincoln beyond his actual reality. As a matter of fact, when you look at Lincoln as a president, he wasn't actually even a very popular president at his time.
Right.
He barely won an election where only the North was voting.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. It was all political. It was completely fabricated. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a paraphrase.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've done that before. I've sort of paraphrased when the founders have said certain things because I can't remember exactly what they said.
Right.
There is no documentation whatsoever that Lincoln even made a comment as to why he didn't do that.
Right.
And Taney died only 26 days mm-hmm. before the election.
Yep.
Ginsburg died 46 days. Now, you think, oh, well, that's only 20 days different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 46 days in 2020 is a whole lot longer than 26 days in 1864.
Yep.
Yes.
I mean, think about it. I mean, seriously, we're not even talking about, we're talking about technology. We're talking about maybe Lincoln knew in 1864, even if he tried, there was no way they could confirm somebody in 26 days.
Unless today, they had fast horses.
There's no excuse.
Very fast horses, Chrisanne.
Very fast. Very, very fast.
And it wasn't on principle.
Those were multiple horsepower horses.
Right. It wasn't on principle. It was on the calendar. The calendar, the session, the Senate wasn't even in session, and it just did not go the way that Kamala told that story at all. In fact, it was fiction.
What a bunch of garbage. I tell you what, I have to troll through Twitter, or not through Twitter because I'm banned on Twitter, but through social media and all of this, and I'm just like puking over the way some people are just lauding over how well she did.
I know.
I mean, I look at these things objectively, right, because there's absolutely nothing constitutional about them.
Right.
You know, the only real constitutional question they asked was, do you have a plan if something happens to the president?
I'm sure Kamala.
And I'm like, okay.
Yep.
That is the dumbest question I've ever seen. They don't need to sit down and hash out a plan. The Constitution already has a plan.
Right. Yep. Right. What the question should have been then was, do you understand the Constitution's plan for when you're taking this role?
There are so many questions there should be asked. Yeah. But you know what? If you stuck constitutional for a VP debate, they talk about nothing because VPs do nothing.
Right.
Right. The only job the VP technically has
to be ready
is to take over if the president dies. The rest of the time, they just do nothing. Oh, and they're supposed to be the tiebreaker in the Senate. How often does that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of the movie Dave, when he impersonates the president and he sends the VP to Africa. Time he's in. Every time we talk about the vice president's role, that's what I'm sort of thinking of is that. And
But you know what, Kate? I must have been sleeping for the last 12 years because I found out in the debate last night that we actually had many years where we had a one-person government run by the amazing Joe Biden. I was so shocked to find out how many things Joe Biden was actually responsible for.
So true. I bet they didn't talk about all of his crime bills, though. Anyway, you know, the three strikes.
There was nothing.
You know.
There was no. I mean, seriously, everything that happened during the Barack Obama administration was Joe Biden was responsible for.
Oh my gosh! 40
can you
years.
Imagine being the narcissistic Barack Obama that he is?
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine him sitting there watching that debate? I doubt he watched it, but even if he sat there and watched that debate, he had to have been fuming at his blood pressure over 250 and hearing all these people talk about how Joe Biden was responsible for everything.
The most active vice president in the history of the country.
Yeah, it was pretty comical. I mean, I don't know what else to say about it other than it was hard to watch. It's hard to understand that this is This is the cream of the crop. This is the best we have in this country. Other countries must just be baffled by this.
And there were so many missed moments for Pence. I just, Harris is what a... I unchristian words come to my mind when I want to describe her personality. Just arrogant and... just condescending. Right. I mean, even every look she has is condescending. I feel like, girl, they slap you.
Oh, I don't think, I didn't think anyone was more unlikable than Hillary, but they're either tying for, you know, vying for the tie or she's worse. I'm not quite sure. Anyway.
Okay, so I would have loved to have been on a stage in Pence's place when she said, I'm the only one up here who's actually prosecuted a case. I'm the only one up here. What? And I was like, I would have been like, let's see, like you prosecuted the people from Project Veritas for
Planned Parenthood.
Being an investigative journalist when in reality, then... See, that's the other thing she ticked me off. Good investigative journalism is why we have Donald Trump's tax records. No, Criminal activity is why you have Donald Trump's tax records, because somebody who didn't have the authorization to have them exposed them to the public, which is a federal crime.
Right.
But when you had real investigative journalism, like Project Veritas, exposing the Planned Parenthood selling of baby parts, then you were a prosecutor.
Yeah. It was the truth, according to Kamala. I mean, it was... It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch. I couldn't watch the whole thing. I just couldn't do it. And so, I wonder how many Americans tuned it out. Go ahead, Uncle Milton.
I just find it difficult to believe that there are people in this country that believes that she's qualified to be the vice president of the United States.
Oh, man, let me tell you what. You troll social media for a while, my friend. They are out there, and it is mind-boggling.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to wonder if these people got brain cells they could rub together to make a spark.
Yes, and it has become the biggest barb. Who can throw the biggest barb? And that's a sad commentary for where we're at in our nation right now, because the youth are watching this and they're thinking that this is okay. It's that let's throw barbs at the best we can, and this is what a debate's supposed to be for the vice president of the United States. Interesting.
Yeah. I know, and I really did not like the way, I mean, at first I liked the way Donald Pence, was that a Freudian?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. How Pence responded to the final question asked by the eighth grader, which, by the way, proves that the moderators of these things are not smarter than an eighth grader.
Yeah.
But, so you have this question from the eighth grader of saying, you know, why... what's happened to America? America's so divided, and America, we watch these debates, and you guys are so, your behavior basically is contributing to the division of America. Why can't we all be friends?
Right.
And I liked Pence's answer in the beginning. He said, I want you to realize that what you see in the media is not America. That is not who America actually is. And I actually cheered. I was like, finally. Yeah. You know, we can't, our youth can't look out on the media and believe that that's who we are, because, you know, JC and I travel all over the country. We have people of all backgrounds, socioeconomic, cultural, racial backgrounds all the time. And we're not like you see on TV.
Man.
Antifa, the LGBT radicals, because we have LGBT conservatives people don't know anything about. You have the Black Lives Matter people. These are not America. They are the less than 1%.
Right. We have.
Then he said, "What you're seeing is debate in America. What you're seeing is robust debate, and we can have this robust debate, and we can then walk away and be friends." And I thought, you know, Joe, dude, you really missed a point here. You really missed an opportunity to say, you know, you're right. This is not how debate should sound.
Right.
This is, I mean, we can be passionate and we can be convinced and we can be adamant about what we be. We can be zealous even about our position.
Right.
But the way people treat each other on these debate panels and the questions that the moderator asks are not American style.
Amen. The moderator who wrote Nancy Pelosi's biography, of course. And by the way, wouldn't it be interesting to see a debate from, say, 1820 compared with the debate now? What I wouldn't give to be able to see that. You know what I mean? Just the intellectual, the decline of America has just, it would be very interesting to watch that. But we're out of time. Chris Ann Hall, thank you. Thanks for coming on.
God catch bless the, you guys.
Catch
God
bless Chris you. Ann Hall Show and go to chrisannhall.com with a K. chrisannhall.com. Appreciate all her efforts and everything she's doing. Check her out on Facebook, too. Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Show big thank you to Chris Ann Hall, constitutional expert and attorney. She speaks all over the nation. She's been invited to the White House multiple times, and we're just so grateful for her and all of her teaching efforts out there across the nation for the last over a decade now. In fact, go to chrisannhall.com if you didn't hear that going into the break, and make sure that you sign up for her Liberty classes, because you can learn so much about the Constitution. She just puts it in great context. I have Uncle Milty with me, and we also have a great guest in this segment. We're just lucky today. What can I say? We have author Scott McEwen. I'm so grateful to have you on the show and excited to talk to you. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, Kate. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. In fact, the author of American Sniper, the story of Chris Kyle, and Sniper and the Wolf, Ghost Sniper, Sniper Elite. I mean, such a series of books. Camp Valor. Camp Valor is such a studly series. I'm loving this, that you've done this. Talk about Camp Valor for just a moment before we get going.
Camp Valor is a young adult series that I did that was really oriented towards teens, 13 to 18 years old, mm-hmm. and kind of taking control of your life, and basically don't be a victim. And these kids become, basically supporters of the United States government, agents for the United States government, and mm-hmm. And do some amazing things at a young age. And it's kind of designed around, you know, the attitude that becomes the SEAL teams and the young men that become the SEAL teams. And that's what that series was designed around.
Well, I like it. Our mm-hmm. youth need this so badly right now. Boy, can they I do. Just tell you, I love that you're doing this. Camp Valor, get the series. In fact, I'm sure you were watching. You had to have watched the train wreck last night on the debate. And we started off the show today with a clip of I'm speaking. And so I just wanted to get your thoughts on what you witnessed last night.
You know, I felt that Pence, true to form, mm-hmm. was the man that he is. You know, he really came across mm-hmm. as someone who's not only intelligent, well thought out, but someone who cares about the people that they're trying to help. And I think Governor Pence, and or I should say Vice President Pence now, I think mm-hmm. he's an amazing man. And I think he's a man of principles. He's not going to change his tune for anybody talking, you know, in front of him, and certainly mm-hmm. not Kamala Harris. And I think he did a good job of pointing out the fact that these guys will not admit to their real agenda. Mm-hmm. They will not admit to their Green New Deal. They will not admit to the trillions of dollars they intend to waste in this country. And they certainly won't admit to the fact they want to pack the Supreme Court if the new nominee, when I should say, she gets confirmed. So mm-hmm. they're just trying to hide the ball, and the press is giving them a pass, Kate. The biggest danger we have right now mm-hmm. is the fact that nobody will point out the Biden family, Kamala Harris's record, all the things that really should be pointed out. And you can vote whichever way you want, okay? Mm-hmm. People are going to have a difference of opinion on who you vote for. But if the press is unwilling to tell the truth, it's a very dangerous time in America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, amen. In fact, you know, why were there no questions? There's never any questions about what happened with Ukraine, and he's on tape admitting his crime, the very crime they accused the president of. All of these kinds of things that are never brought up, like you said, and they're crimes. I mean, we have those documents declassified. It's a crime. And it is like the Chris Farley meme. Arrest somebody already, you know, for the love. This is just getting insane that everyone's bypassing this, and it tells you even that the media is so bought and sold now. It's just, what do we do?
No, it's frightening. It's frighteningly bad, you know, and it really mm-hmm. is. And when you look at what came out, you know, from the former CIA director and how they set this whole thing up with Hillary, knew that this dossier was fake, knew that it was bought by her campaign, everything else, and yet they still went forward with this narrative and with the whole Mueller thing and everything else, the whole Russians hoax, and mm-hmm. it really was a hoax.
Right.
It's a very sad time in American history, and you know, I'm hopeful that we get through this election season, that the candidate that should be in charge, that should rightfully, I believe, be reelected, gets back in office. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think, you know, we need to have justice here because people are really losing faith in the system.
They are, because we're just not seeing any justice at all. And the criminals, it's right in front of us. There's how much more proof do we need? I mean, I don't know how much proof you have to pile on. I think that's what's getting old here. You're in California, and I want to ask you just a little bit about how people are dealing with the cumbersome, tyrannical nature of the governors and what they're doing to the states like your own.
You know, Yeah, well, I think right now what I'm seeing on the street, and, you know, I've been here for some time, I must admit, but I'm telling you, the restaurant owners, the business owners, the people that I see here mm-hmm. in San Diego County, but not just here, all over this state, they're basically saying, if you do it again, we're not complying. Wow. We learned our lesson. And ultimately, isn't that the learning curve that we as Americans sometimes need to go through?
Yeah.
I think that we've gone through the trust of the government. We realize now, you know, when the governor of Oregon says we're going to open things back up on November 4th, the mm-hmm. day after the election, mm-hmm. you know, when California really has directions exactly the same way, and the business owners are essentially saying, we will not shut down. And I'm not wow. talking about one or two people, Kate.
Yeah.
I mean, collectively, everybody I've talked to in San Diego County is like, we're not going to do it. And I think the governor mm-hmm. knows it, because he went over the line. We went over these purple red zones and all this stuff, and San Diego was supposed to be shut down.
Yeah.
And then the conservative, if you will, board of supervisors mm-hmm. for San Diego County said, we are going to make moves to try and open it back up, irrespective of what the governor says. And he
right.
realized he had a revolt. So I think the people are finally realizing that this is a shakedown.
Ooh, I love to hear this. I really do. We need to hear more of this.
Yeah.
Just because I think people yeah. really feel like people are going along way too much with this, and the mask wearing and everything else is just getting out of hand now. So here we are 9 months in. Did you ever think we'd be here 9 months in?
You know, I said from day one, Kate, and I saw a recent decision, I believe it was out of Michigan, where they shut down mm-hmm. the restrictions there and said that they were unconstitutional. I said from day one, this was unconstitutional from day one.
Right.
And, you know, and I said from day one also, when they shut the churches down
mm-hmm.
and said that you could go buy dope, you could go to a pot shop and buy pot,
right.
but you could not go to a church and worship, even with social distancing, even in your car, with
right.
the windows closed, you could not go to that parking lot and do that. I said to myself, that is clearly a violation of the First Amendment.
Amen.
And clearly, you know, violation of the Constitution. And, you know, and they got away with it for a while, but you know what? I really hope people collectively say we will no longer follow mm-hmm. illegal and unconstitutional grounds. And I would be more than happy as a recovering lawyer to defend them in doing so.
Oh, I love that. In fact, you know, I have a question for you, because I've been wanting to ask you this too. You know, you've written a lot of amazing books, and American Sniper, starring Bradley Cooper, turned into a movie, and all of these amazing books about like the American Commander, I'm sorry, not the, but
right.
So many wonderful books. Will this year make it into a book for you? And how do you write about this year?
It's almost like you would have to write it as a fiction piece, but you know,
it's through
a strange,
yeah.
you know, because you could do an amazing piece to say, and then this happened. It's almost like 1984, the way
right.
that Orwell wrote that book, because that is what is happening. All of these things of newspeak, of the media, basically having it in for one side.
Mm-hmm.
There is no fact. There is no reality of a fact anymore, because the fact is they will say whatever they want. And you know, and the unfortunate thing is when you see these politicians say what is clearly not true, and they get a pass for it from the media. That is the most dangerous thing of all,
oh
is when
gosh,
they can
yeah.
give whatever version of the truth they want, and the media is unwilling to make the truth known.
Yes.
And that's really a very strange and you know, almost fanciful, you know, argument
mm-hmm.
that you would see in,
sure.
in fiction. But you know what? It's become reality.
Well, they teach us what to care about. And that's the saddest thing, is we let
yeah.
them. We let them. So,
right.
You know, what they're concerned about. Yeah.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, you know, and Kate, you and I have been on the same thing. Look,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether you want to say this thing is extremely bad towards a certain population, it took a certain curve for us
mm-hmm.
to understand how to deal with this virus or whatever else, or whatever
mm-hmm.
the level or depth of severity it is,
mm-hmm.
the bottom line is, are we going to destroy our entire society in order to,
right.
if you will, appease those that want you to do things in the way they want it done?
Yeah,
or are
yeah.
we going to move forward and we're going to save America? Because that's where we are right now.
Oh, I totally agree with that. And I, you know, when we realize that you could get rabies faster and die from rabies faster than you can COVID or hantavirus, it kind of puts
right.
a little bit more into perspective. And so we are ruining our nation over this. And I'm Milty was talking about this on a break, and then we were talking about it before we came on. Michigan. What in the world was the story with Michigan?
You know, I have no idea this alleged
oh my gosh.
Kidnapping plot. You know, there's crazy people out there on all sides, left, right, you know, whatever. Like, I'm the first one to say there's illegal, crazy behavior from every side of the spectrum. That being said, this one makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. And if you talk about the ultimate political ploy by a politician to quote, garner some type of sympathy or votes, whatever, for his or her position, this would have to be right up there at the top of it because, you know, these alleged plots to allegedly kidnap a governor, what good is that going to do? I mean, what good is that going to do? Even to a crazy person that allegedly was thinking this, what, where do you go from there?
I don't know.
That's my point.
Okay. You know, Uncle Milty?
Well, the seven members of this militia group called the Wolverine Watchmen, I don't want to say it's fiction. But wasn't the kids in Red Dawn called the World Wolverines also?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, it's very fishy.
Yeah.
It's very fishy. And we're going to have a lot of charges that we've seen come out that will be ultimately dropped. And you know, and this may well be one of them during this political season.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. We have a few minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you this. You've written a lot of books about the military. What happens during this election if they get very, very aggressive about going through with their coup? What happens?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, and the other thing, too, is, you know, when you talk about a coup, like who's going to control, you know, the military under certain circumstances? Like, I see the military as being, you know, one of the last bastions of sensibility in our country when it comes to these people that actually control the military. So, you know, I do not see, number one, the United States military turning weapons on internally towards anybody here, unless, you know, we have what would only be a chaos that I hope for my children's sake we never, ever even look at.
Right.
You know, so
these
threats and these possibilities and, you know, will you give up peaceful power and this and that, it's all a bunch of junk. It's all Democratic threats. It's all the same crap we've seen before, and I don't buy any of it. And I think it's all political ploy, a dangerous one, and dangerous rhetoric. Don't get me wrong, but I don't buy into any of it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. In fact, I think that's why they keep pushing the 25th Amendment. You know, all these different things. Yeah, for sure.
Pelosi's latest 25th Amendment ploy.
There's always something. There's always something.
She's fun. She really is.
Oh my gosh!
California contribution to the world.
Oh right. And I'm just embarrassed for women, just because if that's the best, and Kamala and Hillary, if that's the trifecta of women that we can offer up to the political system, and the highest we can go.
No.
We better start searching a little bit farther. I really appreciate all that you do, really and truly. And the Camp Valor series, amazing that you're doing that for the youth. They really need this right now, especially with what happened to the Boy Scouts and all of the the things that usually would instill these types of things. But I really want people to understand that is a book series that was fantastic. All your books are just great. You're a good writer, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Kate. And you know what, Kate, I really appreciate your voice as well. You know, we have to be willing to talk back to these people and just speak the truth to these people, because I get censored on Facebook a lot, and you know, and I don't know how much they do it to you, but
they
definitely censor me whenever they have the opportunity. And you know, these large corporations that have liberals running them, such as Facebook, Twitter, etc., and their little, you know, things where they actually censor the president of the United States.
Yep.
Who has given them the power to censor the commander-in-chief of the United States? If you disagree with them, fine. You can write your editorials and do whatever you want, but you should not be able to censor that man.
We'll be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Big thank you to Chris Ann Hall and Scott McEwen, author of American Sniper. So many great books to his credit. And let me just say, I have to agree. There was so much there in the last two segments, right, Uncle Milty?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. You know, I love this supplement. I talk about it a lot because I'm hoping that you will understand that it's probably the very best supplement I've come across. In fact, when I was doing my homework on supplements, nothing contained what this one did in its full form, and also in its nutrition value, and also in its impact on your body. It has everything packed in this fiber drink, along with the fruit and veggie caplets. You should be taking a supplement. If you're not, well, you should be. We don't get the nutrients that we have that we need in our food supply. So this is something that you can do, that you can control. You might not be able to control what's going on in politics, but you can control your own health. And this is something that you need to do. Make sure you go to balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com, and make sure and put in my name, my first name, Kate, K-A-T-E. And you can use that as a code to get 35% off and free shipping. Take advantage of it right now. Have it shipped out to you immediately, and order some extra. Have it on hand. You're going to need this. 31 fruits and vegetables a day. You just can't go wrong. It's just amazing. And easy to take, too. Really, really easy. I know a lot of people that are taking it right now, and they have health concerns. And so this is something that is truly helping them and their health right now, whereas you know, a lot of different things don't have that power to do that. So make sure and get to balanceofnature.com. The testimonials are real, by the way. It's pretty awesome. So that kidnapping thing was really strange with Michigan.
Well, it is really strange. You know, they've been arrested, these seven guys, claiming to be part of a militia group, the Wolverine Watchmen. They've been charged with...
What?
Calling on group members to identify the homes of law enforcement officers in order to target them. Making threats of violence to instigate civil war, leading to societal collapse, and engaging in planning and training for an operation to attack the state capitol and kidnap government officials, including Governor Whitmer. Now, you know, the way the internet is today, I can imagine a bunch of guys who are angry sitting around talking about stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you it'd be really hard-pressed to convict them with any real facts that they intended to actually do any of this.
Yeah, that's true. Unless they have informants. That would like
there's
to gain
no
some favor.
There's no mention of informants.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I understand where you're coming with that, sure. Interesting. Okay. Now, the news just keeps getting weirder and weirder. Front page. What, go ahead.
Well, I just find it most interesting because she just told her state Supreme Court to stick it.
Yeah.
And now to get sympathy, she was in danger of being kidnapped by the militia.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that actually, that makes sense, doesn't it? Yep. These ploys are used. So, yeah, that is, it, really, it's not that far off of a thought. And Scott was saying the same thing, so kind of amazing. So Pelosi, talking about the 25th Amendment. This is front page news. And so if you still believe, you know, Fox News is conservative, it's not. They'll tout this, actually. This is front page and trying to make this a possibility. It's kind of strange.
She actually questioned how long has the president actually really had coronavirus? And he hasn't, of course, disclosed that he's had it for 10 years.
Right. I mean, they're just making such a big deal. They don't have anything else to go on. And don't they realize that what they tried to do will bite them, too? I mean, if you're going to talk sides, the political sides, I mean, what they do bites them in the rear end. They can't avoid that. I mean, it's...
But there's nothing about coronavirus that would even qualify as a disability under the 25th Amendment to remove him from office.
Yeah, a cold virus. I know. I know. You're right. It's insane. In fact, the reason I keep saying cold virus, if you disagree with that sentiment, in the patent, the vaccine patent for this, it says common cold. Yeah, that's what they refer to this as. It's common cold. It's corona.
I had a doctor's, I mentioned earlier, I had a doctor's appointment today, and we actually discussed this. And I said, the doctor said he thought that the virus had been around quite a bit longer than we think. And I said, no kidding.
You think?
I said, but the thing is we all have cellular immunity to
it. Right, right.
Because cellular immunity is against coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And if one coronavirus is a little bit different from another coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
the cellular immunity might not even be able to tell the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very difficult. Yeah.
That's why you don't get the flu every year. Mm-hmm. Same thing. Even though it's a little bit different strain of flu.
Right.
You don't get it because mm-hmm. you have cellular immunity.
Sure. That makes more sense. Absolutely. What we need is a 25th Amendment from being able to take these people out of office in general when they violate the Constitution so completely. In fact, making money, all of them turning into multimillionaires. This is just ridiculous.
I don't think it even has to be violating the Constitution. I think if we just amend the Constitution mm-hmm. to say, if anyone in elected yeah. office is caught in a lie, you're fired.
Yeah. And you know, I'm kidding because, you know, if the people were really up on the careers of these individuals and following them and wondering why Pelosi is worth $200 million yeah. mm-hmm. as a congressperson, then you have to start asking the obvious questions. But people put her back into office, or there was a whole lot of fraud that put her back into office. Either way, the people, we've been very head in the sand on this for a very long time. And this is why these people still remain. And the people have not done much to stop this in the last 100 years. And so here we have this hot mess, this problem. And, you know, it doesn't shock me at all that they're using any angle they can. And they're going to after this election as well. They're going to keep on with, I don't even know what else they could pull out of the hat at this point. What do you? Because I was actually shocked when they started the impeachment nonsense based on what they based right. it on. When they were accusing Trump of a crime that Biden actually admitted to on tape, and that was the strangest moment of hypocrisy that I've seen in a long time. And so, well, there's been a lot of strange.
But they went all the way with that.
I know.
And they may with this too.
Yeah. Who knows. So I have to mention this absurd virtue signaling. The World Economic Forum is panned for a crazy claim that black people are excluded from the outdoors.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. It's an extraordinary claim, you think? And it sounds like a parody, but it's actually real. A Swiss-based NGO is so concerned about people being excluded from the countryside that it's touting the efforts of a woman, a black woman that started a hiking club.
Really?
Yeah. Anything to add to the rhetoric right now, I swear.
It must be because, you know, I like to fish.
Do you?
And every time I go fishing, I run into black people who are also out fishing.
Really?
Every time. They enjoy fishing.
Right.
That's an outdoor activity.
It is. You can't get any more outdoor than fishing. Oh, gosh. This is just getting...
My goodness.
It's called grasping, you guys. And this is what made me think of this story was it's so graspy now. And this is why when you're looking at the mainstream media news, you keep scratching your head and thinking, is this real? Yeah, because they don't have any else. They don't have anywhere to go. Where do you go with this? And so they actually said that the black British hiker is tackling exclusion from the outdoors by starting a hiking club. So apparently state parks and all of these different places you can go hiking are stopping people at the gates, right? And saying that, well, you're black, you can't come in. No, this is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous story. Oh gosh. Anyway.
Well, the woman started a hiking club
yeah.
called Black Girls Hike. And yeah. she said it's because it was a white dominated activity. So she's encouraging black women to join her club.
Okay.
For the safety of sisterhood.
Jeez. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Do you even want to start with this insanity? Oh, my gosh. Caller, welcome.
Well, speaking of insanity, I mean, come on. What more do people need to happen this year for them to decide what side they're on?
Right.
It's yeah. just, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, if this election is going to be a big indicator of the direction our country is going in. I mean, logic, reason, science, I mean, values. It's just,
I
don't know what
you.
More.
I, Like, I don't know.
What more has to happen for people to wake up?
I have no idea. Thank you. Maybe as they keep grasping, we realize just how desperate they're getting and how much they don't tell the truth.
I think in many ways that's what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think right now the only situation we're in is they still are desperately trying to convince us that Biden's in the lead.
Desperately.
Even though no matter what they do, they can't get more than 8 people to show up.
Right, right. And let me say this to all you Chicagoans listening or Missourians or I don't know what they call you guys. But anyway, Portland, Alabama, Utah. Anyway, in my own state, they had the VP debate, right? So the news here tried to show a rally. For Biden, there were like 10 people with signs. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was it. They kept showing the loop over and over again of the same 10 people. This is how comical it was. I mean, they're really desperately trying to show us or try to sell us on the idea of Biden.
Well, it's they really turned funny. Away 10.
Uh-huh.
There was 10 there, but they turned away 10 because their little cardboard thing said Harris Biden, not Biden Harris. So
true.
They wouldn't
let them stay. Oh, I hope everybody realizes it's just too obvious now not to. I'm going to be doing a kids series of videos on YouTube, and this will be kind of the re-education, things that you would want your kids to know about history and about America, what makes America special, that we're not a racist nation, all of these things. And if you have any ideas, please send them to me at kate@katedallyradio.com. I sure would love to hear from you because I'm going to need a lot of input. And if you want to throw some ideas down on paper, I'll certainly hat tip you on the video. But I just feel like I'm getting so worried about what they're absorbing daily in social media feeds and the news. And the kids don't know that they shouldn't, that the media lies as much as it does. And so, you know, as we're coming up on Indigenous Day, can you believe this? And all of the things that we get told in our society, all of the left turns, let's say, that are shoved down our kids' throats all day at school, and then they come home on social media, and there's so many parents out there that are so you know, ignorant to history. They don't know how to correct it. They don't know what to say to these kids. And so I'm going to be doing a quick 10-minute videos on all kinds of different subjects. So let me know. Email me, kate@katedallyradio.com. I feel it's really important right now. We've got to get a handle on this. They're winning only on the side of they're so powerful. And they seep into us in all kinds of different directions, the media does. And that we don't even realize our cognitive dissonance is just so crazy right now. And it's hard to get a handle on it, quite frankly. But I really am interested in doing that project, and I want to get that done. The Red Pill Expo, for instance, Red Pill Expo coming up this weekend. And you can virtually get on. There's a link on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook for this. And a lot of wonderful speakers that we've even had on the show that are going to be presenting there. But they took them off Facebook. Took them off Facebook. They're taking everything off.
The red pill?
Yeah. They took anything off Q. Of Q, you know, Q poses some good questions. Whether you like it or you think it's a farce, it poses good questions. What are they so afraid of you understanding or deciding for yourself? That's the question. It isn't whether you like Q or not. It isn't whether you like Red Pill Expo or not. It's why are they controlling the information? What are they afraid of?
Well,
why can't you make up your mind?
There's only one thing they can possibly be afraid of, that it's the truth.
Yeah. So they're controlling it as best they can. And they're actually going after a lot of groups right now, right prior to the election. And it's a real sad commentary on where social media has wound up, and a very telling one, too. So I really do think, you know, the question you need to ask your kids is, it's not whether you like something. That Facebook should never be making your decision for you. That's really what this is about. We're grown up enough, and we've got our big boy pants on, to decide whether or not we want to read something or whether or not we don't. We're getting into the book burning era, but it's on social media now. So, you know, heads up. I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. You can certainly call in 888-673-1450. Be right back.